哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 ay.
I'm Betty Sikork, here in Illiman. My Eskimo name is Pusuok. I was born August 17, 1934. Out in the country, or out in the boondocks, like they say. I don't know how, maybe with a dog team, but the thing that I could call this man who my mom was with, and I called him my stepdad. That's the only thing I can say about him. But anyway, he took us from Ilam. I remember, I think we went by dog team. At that time, we used to have lots of snow, storms, and wind, and whatever. But I don't even know how we traveled, how we made it to Solomon. Solomon was a busy place where there was miners above Solomon River. Miners up there. Lee's Camp, Quigley's Camp, more mining camps further up. From those mining camps to Nome, you know, there's a road. They used to go back and forth. The men, especially, they would go to Nome. They had the money. They would come back with booze from Nome, and they'd come to the village and ask, "We'll give some of the men. We got beer. You got something?" Yeah, they gotta, you know, take the men in the villages. When I woke up there, that's what they were doing. Below Solomon, between the safety over there, Solomon right here, there's a river that they have to cross to come to Solomon's side. There was a ferry there. This ferry for all the way across. And all the ferry, there was safety ferry over there for people from Nome too. They'd come get on the ferry below Solomon and they'd bring them across with the ferry. The truck and the people come across, they'd go back and forth. And at that time, I was friends with one of the guys who worked on the ferry, Pete Kearns, old man Pete Kearns Sr. He was running that store at Solomon, it's right next to the road. Pauline and Pete Kearns were their names. Pauline was an Eskimo lady. Pete Kearns Sr. was a full-blood white man, had a store. And his son had wife and Pete Kern Jr. had kids, and he had a daughter the same age as me there at Solomon. So she and I don't know how, but we became friends. We were close friends all the time, school, everywhere. We were always together, and we used to go with her dad because he's going to drive down to the ferry to bring people back and forth with a car. We used to go down with them. And that picture in Solomon about a train, the last train to nowhere, that train right there is the one we used to play on. Kind of a train, old one. While his dad's busy down there with them hauling people, we used to be playing on that train. Boy, we sure played it, because there were some holes that you could go in, you could go through, come out the other side. Those places, that's where we used to pray. I remember where in Salem where we settled. We settled. You ride up that way on that road in Solomon. There were people who were living there. People had homes. Like, here's Solomon, and the road was right below. You know, there was a cliff, like a little bank, where the people had houses up here. But where we lived was across the river from Solomon right here. There's a small river. We were on the other side. We were living over there in a little house. Right other side of us was another couple that lived there at Solomon at that time. Their daughter, me and my sister Kathleen, when we were going to school, it was stormy out, you couldn't see, but we had to go to school. Their daughter, her name was, I think she had gotten married, but she had a different last name now. But the daughter, her name was Ellen. She held my hand, and I hold my sister's hand. That's how she used to let us go across to the school, past that river, go up to the school, that way back and forth. We went to school there at Solomon. But then, next thing I remember there at school was Tony Jewell and his wife were teaching there at Solomon at that time. I don't know how, when they moved, like from Elam or however, they switched places. But I'll never forget that. They were our teachers there at Solomon. Toward the end of the school time, they would stretch out a table, a long table. And all of us students sit on the edge of the table, but the teacher or someone, maybe like a storyteller, that person sat at the head, and we were all around on the table. And one of the Eskimos go into the school from the village because they knew stories, all kinds of stories about the place, about what they hunt or what happened there. But what I remember is after us boys and girls, our students, we listen to the storyteller real good. They tell us to be real quiet and just listen to that story. He say, because after that person get done with his story, when he get up, what each one of you going to do is what you hear that storyteller tell, you're going to write it on paper, what you remember. All of us, as we did. What we learned there at Solomon, they used to have a gathering every week. Maybe on a Friday night or Saturday night, like for games. That's what we did. And then Christmas time too, they would have those parties just before Christmas. We had those parties in the evening with everybody. And Tony Jewell, maybe some of those people knew how to bola. That's the Eskimo dance. There's more words in this that you could call the Eskimo dances. But the word we knew real well was bola. That means dancing. And at that time, they would have games and they would have dances. I don't know who were drummers, but we knew they used to sing those songs with those drums or whatever. And then the Eskimos would get up to dance. Mostly what I saw was maybe the women did some dances first, and after that was the men. But then I don't remember how, maybe later on they must have get all mixed up and everybody dances all together with everyone.
You've been listening to Elam Elder Betty Sigoic on Elder Voices, a production of KNOM. Her story comes to an end tomorrow at 9 and 6 o'clock.